Hebrews chapter 5. For every high priest being taken from among men is appointed for men to take care of the things relating to God, so that he would offer both gift offerings and sacrifices for sins. Since he also is hampered with weaknesses, he can be compassionate with the ignorant and erring, and also because of this, he must make offerings for his own sins as well as for those of the people. Yet no one takes this honor upon himself, but must be called by God, just as Aaron was. In the same way, the Anointed One also did not glorify himself to be made high priest, but this was accomplished by him who spoke to him when he said, "You are my son, this day have I begotten you." Psalm 2:7. And also in another place he says, "You are a priest forever after the priestly order of Melchizedek." Psalm 110, verse 4. Who, in the days of being in a physical body, having offered up both requests and earnest entreaties, with intense crying and tears to him who was able to deliver him from death, was heard because of his reverence. Even though he was a son, he learned what it means to suffer through his obedience. Then, his human experience having been made complete through these tests, he became the source of eternal salvation to all those who are obeying him, having been called by God as a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. It is about him that we have many things to say which are difficult to explain, since you have become slow to understand what you hear. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you again need someone to teach you the basic principles of the original pronouncements of God, and have become like those who need milk and not solid nourishment. For everyone who drinks milk is inexperienced with the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But solid spiritual nourishment is for adults, even those who, through use, have had their faculties of spiritual perception trained to discern between what is excellent and what is wrong. This is the end of Hebrews chapter 5.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.